This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon, and now it's the magic time of the year for baseball. Cue the organ, the nip of autumn winds, the crunch of fallen leaves. October baseball's here, and with the postseason starting in just a few days, there's still to be decided. When I next week's division series, joining us now from member station WFCR in Amherst is our own Howard Bryant. Always has his eye on the ball. Morning, Howard.
Scott, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Now we have our own version about who's on first because
we do.
American League, Minnesota and Texas are in. So are Tampa Bay and the Yankees, but we don't know necessarily in what combination because we don't know who the wild card will be.
Or who's playing exactly, who's playing in each other. And it's my favorite time of the year, you're absolutely right, because this is when I get to make a whole bunch of hotel reservations and then cancel them when teams get eliminated. And I really thought that it was going to be easy, and so far it's not. I think the Yankees and the Rays, obviously one of those two teams wants to win the division, but they're both in the playoffs, so essentially it's only a question of matchups. But nobody wants to play the red-hot Minnesota Twins, who are suddenly looking like the best team in the American League.
Yeah. The National League still has a couple of slots unfilled for the postseason. The Giants lost to the Padres last night. And they're in a competition with Atlanta for the wild card. Bobby Cox is, let's win this one for Bobby. What do you see, who's retiring after 105 years as Atlanta's manager? How do you see this shaking out?
Well, if you go with my hotel reservation theory,
yeah,
I had planned on canceling Atlanta. So that would mean that the Braves would have to lose the next two games. And that would mean them getting swept this weekend and swept out of the playoffs. I don't see that happening either. It looks like San Diego, for the Padres to stay alive, they have to win every game. And the Braves have to lose. And obviously, that would make a one-game playoff for the Giants and the Actually, it would not, because if the Giants and the Padres tied, then the Padres would win the division, the Giants would be the wild card, and the Braves would be going home. So right now, it's looking like the Padres are going to have to pull off a miracle this weekend, and everything's going to have to break their way.
Howard, how good is it for baseball that you have the resurgent Cincinnati Reds, Tampa Bay, Minnesota, Texas, all what we would call smaller market teams who are in the hunt?
I think it's good and bad. I think it's good because people who may have tired of the Northeast Corridor Red Sox and Yankees every single year, you get some fresh blood. You get the franchise, the flagship franchise, the Cincinnati Reds in the playoffs for the first time since 95. You get Texas in the playoffs for the first time since 99. You've got Tampa Bay, who for the last 10 years had been the worst team in baseball history, and now they're in the playoffs for the second time in 3 years. But it's bad because it sends the message that these teams are actually competing every single year when they're not. Baseball still, at some level, has the Yankees at $200 million and everybody else, not named the Red Sox, playing around $100 million or less.
Yeah.
Big inequities.
And the Yankees are still, who would bet against them to actually win the World Series?
Well, if you're in Philadelphia, pretty much everybody in town, since I think they're the best team in baseball.
You just said Minnesota.
No, I said best team in the American League.
Okay, yes. All right. Howard Bryant, senior writer for ESPN.com, ESPN the magazine, and ESPN the farm fertilizer. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.